All right. Hello and welcome to this extra special in transit, the Rob Hakimian Show. And it truly is the Rob Hakimian Show today because it's just me in the studio, no permanent guests. So since I've got full creative control, I've decided to count down my top 10 albums of 2008. And so without further ado, let's get on with it. At number 10, we've got a band from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They're pretty crazy, especially live. They're called Man Man. And this is their third album. It's called Rabbit Habits. If you go see them live, try and get as close to the front as you can and stand next to the drummer. They've all got crazy alter egos, kind of like D12, but I can't remember his. But if you do stand next to him, he gives you some like toys to play with and shake along and stuff. It's a lot of fun. I got to do that when I saw them. So let's get on with it. The first song I've chosen by them is Top Drawer. Here we go. And it's a Top Drawer song. Was Top Drawer by Man Man. I feel weird without my wingmen here today. I hope they're listening. Without them, there's a lot less quick quips and pop culture laden bromides, you might say. Okay, let's get on with it. Oh, please email in. Usually Ollie does all the begging for emails and stuff, but please email in to let me know you're listening and let me know what you think of my top 10 and let me know what your favorite albums are. Or text in or 6300, but start your message with Rare. Okay, number 9 is Los Campesinos, Welsh band. Is it just me, or are there a lot more good Welsh and Scottish bands than English bands at the moment? It's kind of annoying. But there is an English band in my list very high up. You'll have to wait and see who that is and where it is later. But Los Campesinos, a lot of fun. They released two albums this year. Unsurprisingly, the first album was a lot better than the second, and that's the one that's made number nine on my list. It's called Hold On Now, Youngster. A lot of fun live. I've seen them twice this year. You should go see them. They're just insane on stage. Even if you don't like them, I think they'll seeing them live will turn you onto them. Anyway, this song's called Drop It, Doe Eyes, and I hope you enjoy it. Campesinos with Drop It, Doe Eyes. As you may have guessed, their lyrics range from the absurd to the mundane. Not mundane, what am I saying? But they're completely random. They go off the charts of obscure. And I don't think I've laughed out loud at as many songs as I have from any other band than Los Campesinos. Anyway, on to the next. The next is Deer Hunter, who released a double album. Half of it's called Micro Castle, half of it's called Weird Era Continued. The Weird Era half was supposed to be a secret. No one was supposed to know about it, but unfortunately it leaked onto the internet, as all things do, and the secret was spoiled. But the album wasn't, and it's really actually a really good album. Quite experimental, but at the same time there's a lot of pop underneath. I've chosen a song from the Micro Castle half, which I prefer greatly, but they're both worth listening to and definitely worth buying. Only cost me £9 at London's best record shop, Sister Ray, just off Oxford Street. So if you have time, just go down there, buy it, or any other of my albums in my top 10, because they're all amazing. So here's Deer Hunter with Saved by Old Times. Here we go.
Mrs. Simmons was away. captured by Victorian vampires.
Saved by Old Times by Deer Hunter. I've got a few more things to say about them. I'm running through these quite quick, so I'm going to talk about Deer Hunter for a little bit. For starters, if you want to go see them live, they're playing at Scala on the 3rd of March, and I don't think it's sold out. I'm going, and it's going to be awesome. It should be loud as well. That's what I've heard about them live, so I'm definitely going to take earplugs. I always forget to take earplugs to gigs, even to Mogwai, and I had tinnitus for about 3 days afterwards. What else about Deer Hunter? Oh, yeah, in that song you might have heard a weird kind of vocal bit. You probably didn't notice it. But that's, well, I'm not sure if it's officially, but unofficially the first ever Skype conversation to be put into a song. You can see them recording that bit on this little video of them in the studio at pitchfork.tv. It's a two-part video, actually, and it's quite interesting. The second part details that Skype conversation going into the song. So history being made there, not very interesting history, but, you know, it's an interesting fact to me. So, okay, that was number 8. At number 7, we have a new entry, but of course they're all new entries, because they're all new in 2008. It's Shearwater with the album Rook. Amazing live. I've written a review of their live performance at 130bpm.com, which you should still check out if you haven't already. The album is the first without Will Sheff, who's gone full-time to Okkervil River, while Jonathan Myberg has gone to Shearwater. And he's done a great job on this album without Will Sheff. He's proven that he can write songs, and in fact, this album is, in my opinion, better than the new Walkerville River album, which doesn't make my top 10. There's a bit of a spoiler for you. His voice is just incredible. The orchestration is amazing. I don't know what else to say. Delicate songs with foot stompers. Foot stompers. That sounds a lot better in writing than it does when you say it out loud. I'm going to shut up now and play the song I've chosen, Rooks, which is kind of the title track, except the album is just Rook. If you're wondering why there's so many references to birds, Jonathan Myberg is an ornithologist in his spare time, so a lot of his songs are about birds. Shearwater is a type of bird, but I doubt an actual shearwater could write an album as good as this. Here we go. By Shearwater. I'm pretty sure nobody's listening because I haven't got any emails or texts, so I'm just talking to myself this whole time. Please email in, even if you have no idea who I am. See if you can guess what my number one's going to be, judging from what you've heard so far. Okay, that was number seven. Number six is In Ear Park by Department of Eagles. Department of Eagles are the other band from Daniel Rossen of Grizzly Bear. If you haven't heard Grizzly Bear, you need to check out their album Yellow House. It's one of the most beautiful albums of this decade. I keep saying, I've got to stop doing that. put myself off. Okay. This album is a lot more stripped down than any Grizzly Bear stuff. There's only two of them in the band, so that's what you'd expect, I guess. But the highlights are Rossen's voice, which is amazing, as always. as well as some nice and simple songs that and great lyrics. So I'm going to pull myself together and just put this song on. So here we go. This is No One Does It Like You, the second track and the single from the album, I think, of Department of Eagles, Inner Park. Okay, at the halfway stage, I think we better recap. Number 10 was, I've forgotten. Oh, Rabbit Habits by Man Man. Number 9 was Hold On Now, Youngster by Los Campesinos. Number 8 was Deer Hunter, Microcastle / Weird Era Continued. Number 7 was Shearwater with Rook, and that was Department of Eagles at 6 with In Ear Park. A great album if you haven't heard it, and pretty short. I quite like the short album these days. Doesn't take too much to get into, whereas a long 55 minutes, an hour album can be a bit of a struggle to get your head around. Good for long trips, though. Anyway, at the halfway stage, I also want to mention a few albums that I was extremely disappointed with this year. Hopefully some people will disagree with me and email in. I've got one email so far, and I think it's from Chris, but he didn't say who it was. So my top three most disappointing albums this year, and number three was Falling Off the Lavender Bridge by Lightspeed Champion. Got 9 out of 10 from NME, and at the beginning of the year I still trusted NME, so I bought it, and it was rubbish. I think that was the first knock to my confidence in NME, and which I now hate, especially after that quiz. It's just boring. Lyrics are so contrived, and I don't know, all the songs are a bit underdeveloped. So at number two, one that I think a lot of people will disagree with, Skeletal Lamping by Of Montreal. Just a lot of long songs with no choruses. A real disappointment after last year's Hissing Fauna, which was full of hooks and amazing lyrics. This year, it just rambles on into one big long hour song that doesn't really go anywhere. There's a couple of good tracks on it, but not many. And number one, the biggest disappointment, Cardinology by Ryan Adams and the Cardinals. Just all the songs. Well, the songs aren't bad, because when I saw them live, they were amazing, and including the new songs. So I think they're just, the production let them down on the album in the end. And they just failed to jump out at me. And after what I've come to expect from Ryan Adams, it was a real letdown. But luckily, he still kicks ass live, so go see him if he's around. And we'll look forward to his next album, which he's already writing, apparently. Guy is prolific. Anyway, on to the second half of the top 10. We're in number 5. And an album that hasn't got much love, to be honest. But for me, it's one of my favourites. It's the second album from the Raconteurs. It's called Consolers of the Lonely. If you don't know the story behind how it was released, it was basically recorded pretty quickly. And then Jack White, being crazy as he is, just went into the record company and said, I want this released next week, which I guess meant that it didn't leak onto the internet, which is quite a genius idea, actually. I don't know why it takes so long for albums to be released after they've been recorded. Like, the new Animal Collective was recorded like early this year, and it's still not out. So I think more people should do what Jack White did and just go in and tell the record company what they want and release it. Anyway, this song I've chosen is Old Enough, and I hope you enjoy it. And if you can, go see them live. We discussed them last week, actually. And Ollie said that on the first album, the first track, Steady As She Goes, is his highlight. But to be honest, Ollie hasn't heard the whole album. I don't think he's ever heard a whole album in his life. So don't listen to what he has to say. Anyway, this is Old Enough by the Raconteurs from the second album, Consolers of the Lonely, at number 5.
You look pretty in your fancy dress, but I detect unhappiness. You never speak, so I have to guess you're not free. We'll be right back.
up. The Raconteurs with Old Enough from Consolers of the Lonely, my number 5 album of 2008. I was going to get Ollie promised to do a phone in, but apparently he's in the Dales and his signal is weak or something. I don't know. He's got a lame excuse. I'm going to try and get DeSalle to do a phone in. Oh, I have to do a shout out for DeSalle, even though I already mentioned him. So yeah, that's his shout out done. Hopefully he'll be back after Christmas, because then I'll have more to talk about, because I have nothing to talk about right now. Okay. How's your Christmas dinner going? If you're having Christmas dinner on the 14th of December. Anyway, number 4, The Dodos. Just two guys from San Francisco. One plays drums, one plays guitar, acoustic guitar, and yet they still manage to make amazing songs out of the two of them. Some of them are pretty epic as well. I'm going to play one of those epic ones now, in fact, because I'm running short of time, so I'm going to play a long song. It's called Paint the Rust. I'm not sure how long it is, but it's my favourite track from the album. I hope you enjoy it. And if you can, go see them live. I've seen them live twice this year, and they're pretty good, actually. It's pretty interesting to see the drummer doesn't have a bass drum. Instead, he has a tambourine sellotape to his shoe, which is different. So see if you can make out the tambourine in this song, Paint the Rust. We'll be right back. Yeah, honestly, that's just two guys making all that racket. Yeah, you have to see it to believe it. Okay, hopefully you haven't heard that one before. I'm trying to introduce people to new music here. That I don't think I mentioned the name of the album. It's Visitor. The proper word is Visitor. Visitor, I don't know. It has an O instead of an E, but the album name has an E, V-I-S-I-T-E-R. I think they just got the spelling wrong from some picture that a kid drew for them and they liked it, so they put it on the front cover and named the album after it. Pretty terrible front cover, to be honest. Okay, so hopefully you haven't heard the Dodos before, but you definitely will have heard the next band, Fleet Foxes. Unmissable this year, but they're just everywhere. Even Radio 1 has picked them up. NME loves them. Pitchfork loves them. I love them. You should love them too, especially if you go see them live. They're coming back to London in February, playing three nights in a row at the Roundhouse. They're all sold out, but there are other ways to get tickets. I know my friend David is selling his ticket for the first night on seatwave.com, so buy it and go to the show because they're amazing. They also, on my list of top 10 gigs this year, they are number one. When I saw them at Yulu in June, I think I've mentioned that two or three times on this show already because it was just so good. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking. This is Your Protector.
She left a week to roam, your protector's coming home. Keep your secrets with you, girl, safe from the outside. You walk along the stream, your head caught in a waking dream. Your protector to die beside me, baby, on the moon.
those harmonies are just amazing, and they sound even better live. You may not believe me. That was bad. Sorry for that. I just gave away what my number two is, if you know your songs well. You may not believe me, but there's only one way to find out, and that's to go see them, isn't it? So I highly recommend them. Great album. And also, if you haven't heard the EP, you have to hear that as well, because it's got some of their best tracks on it. Okay, number two, TV on the Radio. Although they are pretty lackluster live, well, some people love them live, but for me, they didn't do it. Their albums are still incredible. I can't decide which I prefer out of this new one, Dear Science, or their previous one, Return to Cookie Mountain. They're both quite different. But if you haven't heard of them, I think this is a good tune to introduce you. This is the first track from Dear Science. It's called Halfway Home. Here you go. We'll be right back. Yeah, I'm going to act like a pro DJ and talk over the end of the track. Yeah, because I'm cool. All right, so we're almost at the end now. I've done my 9 of my top 10. There's only a number 1 to go. Let's just have a quick recap. Edwin, I'm afraid Ockerville River didn't make the top 10. After I play this song, I'm going to publish my whole top 50 on my blog. I'll give you the address for that in a second. So number 10 was Man Man with Rabbit Habits. Number 9 was Los Campesinos with Hold On Now Youngster. Number 8 was Deer Hunter with My Free Castle / Weird Era Continued. Number 7 was Shearwater with Rook. Number 6, In Ear Park by Department of Eagles. Number 5, The Raconteurs, Consolers of the Lonely. Number 4, The Dodo's Visitor. Number 3, Fleet Foxes, self-titled. And you just heard it, Dear Science by TV on the Radio. So what's my number 1? Well, it's the one and only Portishead. After 10 years away, they come back with their greatest album yet. Third, bad album title, but it's their third album, so I let them get away with it. So it's dark, it's not trip-hoppy, it's just quite atmospheric, quite scary, in fact, and entirely engrossing, and you have to hear the whole thing, but I've only got time for one track. So here we go, this is We Carry On, I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, so we've reached the end of my top 10. Portishead was number one. I hope you like that.
Okay, you can see my full top 50 now on my blog at livefeedback.blogspot.com. Yep, that long dormant beast that I haven't posted on for about 3 months now. Okay, so that's it from me. I hope you have a good Christmas and New Year. I'll be in Florida for New Year, and I can't wait. Please leave some comments on my blog about what you think of my top 50, what should have been in there. If you're wondering why there's no Bon Iver, I counted that as a 2007 album. Otherwise, it probably would have just shaved in my top 10. Okay, so I'm going to play out with this random song because I feel it's kind of Christmassy and it makes good end music. It's not actually Christmassy at all, but it's Untitled by Neutral Milk Hotel and it makes good end music. And I'll see you next year, hopefully, with my co-hosts back again. See you later.